Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life from the inside out. I'm your host, Sarah Fletcher, and as a coach and trainer of powerful coaching modalities, I believe that we all have great potential to lead and live a life of compassion, creativity, and courage. I believe that as you learn to appreciate and honor all that you are, you can learn to trust your innate intuitive guidance to unlock possibilities for living the life of your dreams. Every day you get to choose how you want to show up and who you want to become. And in this podcast, I'll be sharing with you wisdom and practical applications from positive psychology, neuroscience, and coaching to help you achieve all that you want in your life and live with more ease, joy, connection, and fulfillment. So if you are ready to truly live a heart-led life and embrace all that you are, then stay with me, tune in. I have so much to share with you. Hello and welcome to episode 13 in Unlocking Possibilities. So in this episode, I'm going to be exploring with you how to get unstuck with your mindset. And, you know, when I'm working with clients, they'll often come and they'll say to me that they are feeling stuck. So as an NLP and MBIT coach and trainer, I know not to put my interpretations or assumptions on what stuck means to them. So I ask them, what do you mean by feeling stuck? How are you doing your stuckness? And often they'll say things like they're feeling stressed, or they don't like the job, or their relationship feels stale, or they're feeling unfulfilled, or maybe their life isn't panning out the way they've wanted it to, and they might be feeling flat and unmotivated, or maybe lacking in direction. But often when people come to coaching, they come to coaching because some area of their life isn't the way they want it to be, and they are feeling stuck in some way or another. So my next question usually goes something like this. So what would you like instead? Or what would you like to have happen? Or what do you want? So once we've kind of explored what stuck means to them and what areas of their life they're feeling stuck in, I then ask them to consider what they want to have happen. What do they want? What would they like instead? And this is really interesting because at this point, it's actually surprising how many people haven't considered what they want instead. They are so stuck in being stuck and focusing on what they don't want that actually they haven't asked themselves the question of what would they like to have happen, or what would they want instead? How do they want to be feeling instead? And, you know, at this point, I'm tracking very carefully their physiology and their eye movements. I'm noticing their gestures and their breathing, and also, you know, observing any patterns that might be showing up as they are talking about their stuck state. I'm also calibrating where they are at and listening carefully to the language and the metaphors that they are using to describe their current experience. And as I ask them what they want, I'll also invite them to move their shoulders and straighten their posture and look up and imagine a life that they want. You know, imagining what would they be doing instead, imagining how different things would be for them. How would they know that things were different, and what changes would be occurring, you know, inside of them, what changes would be occurring outside of them. And, you know, it's really interesting to observe this sort of process of unstuckness happening as they begin to become aware of and notice the possibilities of what it might be like to be unstuck. And you see, the thing is, it's actually way easier to change things in our life when we know how to change from the inside out. We tend to get caught up with sort of external content. You know, we get stuck in the narrative, like, it's not fair. Why is this happening to me? I hate my job. I don't get on with my team or my boss. I haven't got enough time. My kids don't do what I ask them. You know, why do people always let me down? And so on. And actually, when we realize that we can reshape the inside of our minds and we can replace the stuff that we don't want with stuff that we do want, then, you know, we can revolutionize our life. We can transform our lives and we can take back control and become unstuck. So to get unstuck, we first of all have to recognize that the only person who can change anything in our lives is ourselves. So the only person that can do anything about it is you, and can't make others do the things that you're not happy with. And taking back control of your life means that you recognize that the power is within you and that you can do something about what is going on inside of you. And, you know, you weren't born with your habits. You weren't born with your beliefs. You weren't born with your values or your ways of being, your patterns. You learned them. And the good news is that if they're not working, then you can learn new ways of being. So I'm just going to share in this episode a few things or a few ways that you can consider to help you move away from a stuck mindset and get into more freedom, more choice, and enable yourself to, you know, to think about things in a different way. So you might have heard of the famous hypnotherapist Milton Erickson. And he was really good at, he was amazing at helping people to get into a different emotional state as they thought about their problems. So this is the first thing that you can start to consider, that you can start to do. So when you think about a problem that you've got, you can begin to feel good even when you're thinking about that problem. And as you feel good, what this enables you to do is to generate more ways of solving that problem and transforming your struggles into breakthroughs, because it's not what happens to us that causes our suffering. It's how we respond to those things that happen to us. So when you think of your problems from a place of being resourceful, from a place of being capable and whole, you know, and that you've got these inner resources to deal with your struggles and your problems, then you can begin to perceive it in a different way. You know, you can look for lessons from it rather than allowing the negative thoughts and feelings to consume you. And, you know, everything we do is dependent on our state of being at that moment. So when you get into a good state and, you know, you're feeling good, when you then think about your problems from this place, from a state of feeling good, then you're going to be able to come up with more creative solutions to get unstuck. So getting into a good emotional state first can really help you to transform your struggles and your challenges into breakthroughs. You know, they can be your biggest teachers. They can be your biggest lessons. And you can learn a lot from your struggles and challenges if you allow yourself to, rather than focusing on, you know, the negativeness of them or the bad feelings or what they are stopping you from doing. Turning that into a place of resourcefulness and a place of, you know, learning those lessons can really help you to transform those struggles. So that's number one, getting into a good emotional state, feeling good, so that you can get creative when thinking about how to solve your struggles and challenges and how to overcome them and how to transcend them into breakthroughs. So that's number one. And then number two, another way to take back control of your inner landscape, if you like, and recognize the power within you is to remind yourself of all the times that you have overcome things. Because when we are struggling, when we are stuck, when we're in a sort of stuck mindset and maybe, you know, a fixed mindset, it can be a challenge. We can find it difficult to remember the times when we've overcome things. You know, we can forget how resourceful we are and how many things that we've actually overcome in our life. So if you're in a stuck state, if you're feeling negative about something, so maybe you're feeling negative about your relationships, maybe you're feeling negative about your capabilities and your skills at work, maybe you're feeling, you know, stuck with anything in your life, with your, you know, with your relationships and things. So what you can do is you can begin to remind yourself about all of those times when you've resolved things in your life and bring those to your conscious awareness. So when have you overcome struggles before? When have you dealt with those challenges in the past? You know, when have you managed to get, you know, kind of fix relationships or sort things out? And maybe as well, you can get curious about what is triggering you. So maybe if it is that you're having relationship difficulties or that you're feeling bad about yourself for some reason, then what you can do is begin to get curious as well about what is, you know, what is being triggered inside of you in that context. What is being triggered inside of you by perhaps another person? What is it that needs attention and perhaps healing inside of you? Because often, you know, those things outside of us that triggers something inside of us, whether it be a circumstance, a situation, a person, that is, you know, often an indication that something inside of us still needs paying attention to. And actually, I was listening to a podcast a few days ago, and I can't remember who it was, but one of the things they said was pay attention inside now. And I really liked that. I thought, I love that as an analogy of, you know, when we feel pain, when we're experiencing pain inside of us. So, you know, stuckness can feel like pain. And when we're experiencing suffering, pay attention inside now. So what is it that needs attention? What is it that needs healing? What is it that, you know, needs some resolve inside of you? So those things outside of us that are triggering things inside of us is, you know, it's like a mirror being held up that says, what is going on inside of you here? What is it that you need to pay attention to? What needs healing inside of you? So take it as an opportunity to do the inner work so that you can resolve those things so that you're no longer triggered by them. And this is where your real power lies within you. You know, this creating this self-awareness, you know, being your self-coach, and really becoming aware of what is actually going on a deeper level inside of you. What needs healing? What needs sorting? What needs attention? So that you can transcend those struggles and those difficulties and, you know, those problems in your life. So that's number two, you know, taking back control of your inner landscape and recognizing the power within you and reminding yourself of all those times that you've overcome things and really paying attention to what is actually going on inside of you and what needs healing. And then number three, changing your physiology. So changing your physiology changes how you feel. So I said, you know, right at the beginning, when I'm coaching people, I am paying attention to their physiology. I'm paying attention to their gestures, to their breathing, to their movements, to the patterns, to their eye movements, and so that I can get a sense of how they are representing their problem, their difficulty, their challenge on the inside. What are they doing on the inside? How are they representing it? And then how are they representing that in the world, and how is that informing how they respond to things? So you can begin to create this self-awareness for yourself and noticing what is going on inside of you when you are in a stuck state. So if you have a lot of, you know, internal narrative, if you've got a lot of internal chatter, what are you doing with your physiology when you are doing this internal chatter? You know, are you grinding your teeth? Are you tensing your jaw? Are you holding your shoulders tight? You know, have you got a frown on your face? Because often, you know, these are the sort of things that we do. Are you tapping your foot or moving your knee? Or, you know, what kind of things are you doing with your physiology when you are finding yourself in this maybe a stuck state, this internal narrative and whatever it is that you're doing on the inside? And by moving your physiology, by changing your physiology, you can begin to change that internal state and to feel better. So maybe you can relax your shoulders. Maybe you can lift your head and put a smile on your face and cup and take a nice big parasympathetic breath to, you know, equal your nervous system, to balance your nervous system. You know, you can do this really quickly and simplistically and change your internal state. And again, you know, this is a really quick and simple thing that you can do to begin to help yourself get unstuck. Because often when we are feeling stuck, we'll have a lot of internal dialogue potentially going on and that narrative, and we become kind of tranced out. And we don't necessarily notice the physical things that we are doing alongside the inner narrative that we are running. So become your own self-coach. Notice what you are doing physically in your body and change it. And then number four, so finally as well, number four, spend less time thinking about your problems and spend more time focusing on what it is that you actually want. Focusing on your problems breeds more problems. And your brain has to imagine the thing that you don't want. So if you're saying to yourself, I don't want to be stressed, or I don't want to feel angry, or I don't want to feel frustrated, or I don't want to feel depressed, then your brain has to imagine the thing that you don't want. So therefore, you end up getting more of that. And I've talked about this in, you know, some of my previous podcasts. So you end up getting more of what you don't want. And you're already then heading in the wrong direction. So if you focus on what you don't want, you'll get more of what you don't want. So really, again, having that self-awareness and orienting yourself towards a brighter future. And getting in to the energy of feeling good. You know, when you feel good, where do you feel that in your body? What sensations arise for you in your body when you feel good? Whereabouts in your body are those sensations? And again, you know, what is your physiology like when you feel good? What is your inner state like when you feel good? So moving towards a brighter future, imagining what it is that you do want in your life, the life that you want to create, what is possible for you. And then feeling good will then begin to, you know, direct those thoughts to where you want them to go. So just sort of going over those 4 points really, really quickly. So number one, getting into that, you know, emotional state of feeling good, because that helps you to generate and create more ways of solving your problems. Number two, taking back control by recognizing the power within yourself and reminding yourself of how many times you've overcome difficulties and struggles, and also paying attention to potentially what needs resolving and healing within you. Number three, changing your physiology, changing your, you know, your external state so that you can change your internal state. And number four, spending less time thinking about your problems and more time thinking about what it is that you do want, moving yourself towards a brighter future and getting into the energy of feeling good. So that's moving away from the stuck mindset and moving into a freer mind and really generating options and choice for yourself in your life. So once again, I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'd love to know how you find it. I'd love to know what you do with it. So do subscribe, do review, you know, share it on my socials. You can find me at Instagram on Sarah Fletcher Coaching. So share that you've listened to this podcast and tag me in it, and please share it with your friends as well, because you do not know who needs to hear this today. And I'm a great believer that, you know, this lands exactly where it needs to land, and that whoever needs to hear this today will hear it. So I'd love for you also to sign up to my mailing list so that you can hear more from me and that we can stay connected. So have a wonderful day, and I will see you really soon. Bye bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I truly hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed sharing it with you. You can check out the show notes for more details on what I've discussed today, and I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode. I'd also love it if you would review and remember to press follow so that you get it automatically downloaded every single week. And if you want to hear more from me, you can sign up to my mailing list where you will get inspiration and wisdom landing in your inbox. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode, and I'll see you really soon.